Welcome back to the All Out NRL Fantasy Podcast, Round 8, and Nathan Cleary and Payne Huss are back, but the biggest return is Connor Burnshaw to the podcast. Dor, how are you, mate?
Thanks, Cord. Yeah, it's bloody great to be back. It's been too long, but just for you followers to know that I will be back on a more permanent basis.
This is great news.
Yeah, in weeks to come. I think at the start of June, I'll be on every week. Shouldn't miss it. So,
for those fantasy listeners that were missing some statistical analysis from me and Ben's commentary, you'll be lucky to know Dor is back. And he has provided some stats for a couple of young guns that are going to come up in a very short time.
I'll touch on that when we get to those players, Cord, when we go through. Do you want to lead off?
Look, I'll lead off. The Warriors, Titans, boys, we don't muck around, like we said, on this podcast, especially the TLT one, because there's so much to get through. Look, SJ was in doubt this week, Dor. There was some rumours that he wasn't going to play, but he's been named and he's doing really well. If you don't have Hines or Cleary, he's probably the one to go to.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, there's obviously a bit of concern about his Achilles injury with SJ. He obviously didn't finish last week's game against the Dragons. I think the scoreline sort of factored into that as well. They were sort of out of the game. So there was no point in keeping him on.
Yeah, no.
But look, he's obviously doing limited training duties and... Webster said at some point he's got to have a rest, but it looks like at this stage he's good to go. So that's big for the Wires.
Not really much else for the Wires. Jacob Laban Dor comes in for the second row. Much to know about him.
No. I think he'll do quite well. I think, but definitely not someone to buy. He's only starting just because Kirk Capewell is not playing this weekend, and obviously, hopefully I pronounced this correctly, but Zion Ma'u. Comes on to the bench. He's another second rower as well.
Yeah.
So I expect him to just replace Laban for like the last 20 to 25 minutes, I'd say.
The Titans have been quite disappointing, Dor, to start the year, yet to get a win. AJ Brimson, though, has been scoring pretty well. He had some nice touches in and around the ball last week, as well as Jamin Jolliffe, who continues to eat 634K.
They're definitely both those two options, Cord, if you're looking for someone for the Titans.
I was thinking a pod this week in David Fafita and getting him in because I have both Cleary and Hines in my personal team.
Yep.
Is he one that you're looking at as well, Fafita?
Well, see, look, I would. But the problem is I've in my own personal side, I've got very good depth at the second row. I got in Sean Bloor 2 weeks ago and then last week got in Angus Crichton and already got Pierce Paul. So I've already got three decent second rowers there.
Yeah.
And look, Fafita's really not losing money or making money. He's just sort of like holding around that
Same he's hovering. Price he's point. Hovering.
So, yeah. And the Titans, basically, as you said, Cord, I'm pretty sure they're the same 17 as last week.
Yeah.
And they've definitely looked a lot better the last 2 weeks, but obviously haven't got the job done.
Haven't got the chocolates.
Yeah.
It's a great day, Thursday, for NRL fans. Three games on the Thursday for Anzac round. 2 o'clock, obviously, Wires, Titans. The next game is Dragons, Roosters. Now, the Drags are putting up some good performances finally. Not much else to note about fantasy-wise, except for the fact that Zach Lomax keeps scoring tries.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they've named the same team as last week. Obviously, Bird was out last week with the HIA. But I think Tui Pilotu did a good job on the wing there. So Flanagan was pretty happy with how he went. So it looks like Bird is stuck on the reserves for now.
Yeah.
Or they might be just wanting to give him another week because he's obviously had a lot of injuries and had that concern against Newcastle a few weeks ago. So maybe they're just playing it safe. And obviously RFM is still starting with Leigh Lewis still out.
Yeah, he's been good.
So
he's been good.
Basically the same team. New Brown obviously comes in. Well, he was a late inclusion last week, coming from the Super League.
Yeah.
Short notice, but he
did
all right.
Very short notice. Yeah, yeah.
Did all right.
The biggest storyline out of the Roosters camp, Dor, is Terrell May and his minutes. He obviously got 30 minutes last week. They decided to play Nufua White the extra minutes in the second half. It's just baffling for me. Spencer Lenu comes back in a few weeks' time. Is it time to sell May, or would you hold him for that one more week?
Look, honestly, Cord, I don't know what Trent's thinking. Trent's made a couple of...
he's made some road decisions.
Yeah, so look at how Tupanua and Wong's turned out.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Like, Wong's not even playing, but God, Tupanua really hasn't done himself any favours to silence those haters of why he was the starting second rower over Wong. But look, with the Roosters, with Tyrrell May especially, I'd... I'm going to hold personally for another week.
Yep.
I think he should go back to that 50 minutes. Look, when Mays played 50 minutes, or more than 50 minutes, should I say.
Guaranteed 50.
Yeah. He gets good points, and the Roosters normally go well. Like, I was just flabbergasted because obviously, like, I knew that he missed the bus that round, and then we obviously did the meme that we thought he missed the bus again because he got bad minutes again. But look, I think he'll get good minutes this week, and when he normally plays good minutes, the Roosters normally do pretty well. So
not really much else to touch on for the Roosters.
Just Teddy, I'd say.
Teddy, yeah. What's the go with Teddy?
Well, he didn't have a great game last week back from the HIA. I definitely wouldn't be buying him. I think he's got a real high break even. I'm pretty sure in the 70s or 80s range. Let me just quickly check. Here we go. 81.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah.
Definitely not a buy. He will be in a couple of weeks' time.
Hopefully
I'm sure
he can get back to how he was before the HIA because he just seemed a bit rattled and not himself last week. But Gus Buss, he'll go well again this week.
Well, Gus Buss, the other one we touched on last week for the buys was Big Shawnee Blore. And he did very well for you, mate. You got him against me, 56 points. Yeah. You'll take that and run, won't you?
Yeah. He's gone well the last couple of weeks. I sort of I was a bit concerned. I think you boys touched on the pod last week. Or the buy, hold, sell pod, one of the pods about with Joey Chan coming onto the bench
concern,
there.
But if I say, Dor, I think it worked out the best for every situation because we held Chan and he's cooking in the middle.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Chan came on in the middle, got decent points there and a solid stint, you would say.
Yeah, we'll take 30.
Middle.
He had some errors.
Errors. And then, Blore played the whole 80. For me personally, I just saw Blore a couple of weeks ago. He had that stunning game. I took a bit of a risk, but then I knew I'd made the right decision.
Yeah,
when he scored that match winner against the Dogs, I was like, there's no way this guy's going to get dropped or lose like his 80-minute role.
Nah. Well, for the Rabbits, though, they're playing the Storm on the Thursday night in the last game. Cookie's back. Now,
my mail was originally that Cookie was coming off the bench and Mamazoulas was starting, but it looks like Cookie's got the start.
I wouldn't be buying Cookie. I don't think he's going to play 80.
No. I'd definitely be waiting and seeing Court. I agree wholeheartedly.
And the last one there is Jai Gray, who's still got the fullback spot. He's jumped about, he hasn't jumped much, but he got 39, 244K. He'll definitely still go up in price.
Yeah, only gone up 24K, sorry, from that performance in round 6 against the Sharks.
There's still some mail, apparently, that he might keep his spot when Latrell comes back.
Yes, there is definitely Cord some. There has been some mail, but I just don't know. It's very risky, you know. Like, there has been some mail, but whether that's the truth or not, I really think that the next couple of weeks for Gray is huge.
Big weeks.
Yeah, so if he goes really well, I think that there's a good chance because Latrell, apart from maybe one game, the game over in the States, he hasn't really been that crash hot this season. No. So they might, with, you know, Campbell Graham and other injuries in the back line, just put him in the centers and just get him to find some form. And then maybe when Campbell Graham comes back later in the year, then they can move Latrell back to fullback. And at least that's going to give Gray some certainty and a month or two at fullback in the first grade level, should I say.
Moving on, Dor, we took the punt again on Tommy T as captain. Did he reward us? I'd give him a tick. He was on 59 or 50 at halftime. So, look, it's a tick, but we moved. The only other news is Matty Lodge, PPM 43 on the weekend.
Yeah, Matty Lodge back to the bench because Josh Alloway is back into the starting side. Mm. Yeah, Lodge was a great return for him last week.
Big Matty.
I don't know. I definitely want to monitor, but I think there's just better middles there to potentially go to rather than going to someone like, Matty Lodge. I think only other things to touch on with Manly Court is I think Ruben Garrick could be one to look at in a couple of weeks. I think he's going to drop a bit of K, a bit of money, should I say.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Well, I think he lost 68K last week, 102 for the season, 71 break even, only got 23 points. Look, it was his first game back from injury last week. I really think in a couple of weeks he could be right
could be
for
a
the picking.
Buyer.
And Tommy Turbo, look, I know a few people have been saying we should ride it and go for another Tommy
go
T.
Go for the three-peat.
Captain for the three-peat, but he's definitely one to look at against the Eels. They've definitely been very lackluster. Well, they were diabolical on Friday night, but it was very warm up in Darwin, so we'll see what happens.
Just excuses, Dort. Yeah. Speaking of the Eels, Brad Arthur's done another shocker for us. Brendan Hans is back on the bench. Look, to be honest, Lussick was a sell. It's a roller coaster of emotions with Lussick. And it's time to get rid of him. But your man, Dort, you've got some stats. Give it to us. Ethan Sanders will make his debut in the halves. Give us the stats.
Yeah, surprising that Ethan Sanders hasn't actually had a crack at the first grade until now. Like, they've basically gone through every other combination until, obviously, Arcee's obviously out this week from that Cat 1. So Sanders gets a go, and he's been playing New South Wales Cup in New South Wales Cup this year. He's averaging 40.71 points a game. So
that'll do.
Definitely, I think he could dominate the kick meters as well. I think that is obviously at halfback in New South Wales Cup, but I think he can do a pretty good job there in the halves for first grade.
He's obviously not in NRL fantasy yet if you've gone after him, so I can only presume he's 220k for Sanders. Moving on to the next game, Dort, West Tigers versus Bronx, your Bronx. Yep. Payne Haas returns for the Bronx, good in for him, but could impact Paddy Carrigan, you reckon?
Yeah, I don't think Paddy Carrigan will be playing 80 minutes every week that he always. He obviously didn't on the weekend, but that was due to the scoreline. But I think that Haas should definitely play big minutes, and I think they'll ease Carrigan back to like those 60 minutes, give him a bit of a break, I think, because he's worked unbelievably in that period that Haas has been out. It's good for us as well and other owners that we've held Pia Cora.
Yeah, big hold. He's only got a break of 25, surprisingly, after a few shocker scores. A-Ray also back, Dean Mariner, but no Cobbo and who else, Dort?
No Cobbo and Mam. So no Madden goes to six, and then, Arthur stays in the centres with, as you said, Mariner coming in on the bench.
By the week, Dort, Reece Walsh, what do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. Look, with the injury to Ponga, I think a lot of people are looking for wing fullbacks. So I think, Walsh is basically bottomed out, I think, for what he was. I think Ponga's like 700-odd K. Reece Walsh is 614. Obviously, he'll lose that goal kicking, I'd assume.
Yeah, you can only assume.
He'd lose that goal kicking. Break even of 41, great matchup this week. Yeah, he's definitely a buy.
Speaking of the Tigers, Johnny Bateman moves to lock from the edge, which is good news for him because he's getting through a lot of work, and he still has a relatively high break even, right?
Bateman went actually really well. He got shifted out to the centers last week, and bloody hell, he did all right out there, Big Johnny. If you want to buy him and you think that he's going to keep that lock position going forward.
What about a cheaper option in Finu, who's got the edge spot now?
Yeah, so here. I was going to say Bateman's got break even of 43. He got 71 last week, and then on the other candidate, should I say, in Samuel Finu. He's 44 points last week. He was the one who went into the edge, and then obviously Bateman went out to the centers, but he's got a break even of 30. Mm. And look, if you look at his numbers, he's actually put up some really decent numbers, Finu has, when he's played solid minutes. So round two, he put up 54 and 59 minutes. Round four against the Eels, 42 and 37. And then 44 in 59 minutes last week against the Panthers. So, look, he's definitely one to look at for sure, Cord.
Look, Coruscant hasn't been scoring great of recent weeks.
Yeah, no. He has been a bit of a letdown of late.
Are you selling him or are you just going to hold him?
I think I'm going to hold. I think he's carrying a bit of an injury. He sustained, I think, I can't remember exactly what it was. I think it might have been a calf or something like that in the warm-up against the Dolphins a couple of weeks ago at Suncorp, and just hasn't really looked the same since.
He's got 40, 36, 44, 34. I think while he's still that price, look, I'd probably be selling him.
You can easily hold him or definitely sell. For me, I've just used a fair few trades, so I'm just trying to hold on to a couple. But if I was going to sell someone like a Marshall King, for example, if you're taking in buy rounds into consideration, is definitely one to look at. He had an outstanding performance last week for the Dolphins. So
Cows, Panthers, obviously Nathan Cleary returns. I would be getting Hines over Cleary this 100%. Week if you're fighting for one of those like we are on the all out team. Cows, not really much changes. I know you got Tom Chester in
last
your fantasy
week,
team.
Yeah.
Scored pretty well in an absolute thumping loss. So you can only take the good for the bad.
Look, honestly, just completely off topic, but I thought Peyton said that we were going to have mass changes. I'm not seeing mass changes.
Yeah, there's not many mass changes. Yeah.
Oh, I've just seen someone, Thomas McKaylee, onto the bench about bloody time.
Oh, Tom, welcome.
Yes, yes. So that is huge. Obviously, Tomalolo's gone to the bench as well.
Oh, they've
but
dropped Goskowski.
Yeah, yeah. Gajewski. Yeah, yeah. However you pronounce it, if that's right. But yeah, that's huge seeing McKaylee in there. I'm pretty sure he's
one to watch.
Yeah, definitely one to watch. I'm pretty sure he's priced. Yeah, 261. He was obviously outstanding in the Q Cup in his a couple of appearances there, and then also he killed the preseason challenge as well. That obviously elevated him to the top 30 role. I think everyone else for the Cowboys is just Chester was
mid, great.
Everyone else, just if you've got them, hold them.
Yeah,
don't think there's really any sells apart from if you had Gajewski.
Yeah, God. Heaps of the changes fantasy relevant for Dolphins Knights though. Trey Fuller. Now, yes, he's played some NRL games. Apologies about that, but he got 57 points.
He
on
was
the weekend.
Special.
Would you be buying him? I think he's only got 3 weeks left before the hammer comes back.
It's one of those ones called, like, who was the other gentleman we were talking about earlier? We were talking about someone else with, like, a sort of short or, you know, like a limited period that they're going to get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone like, I think I mentioned on the stories, like Corey Waddell, for example, with Burbo injured.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably going to stay there until...
Oh, Jai Gray.
Yeah, Jai Gray, that was one. Yeah. Until Hammer comes back. I'm pretty sure Hammer was like 6 weeks. So, look, you can if he's going to do that, they've got a decent fixture this week against Newcastle. 57 points last week. Break even of 13 this week. I'd definitely give it a crack. If
give
you
it
think
a punt.
You can definitely hold that spot.
We're all about taking risk on this podcast.
Oh,
and
yeah.
one that is a risk, should I say, is Max Plath, who had 72. Did you buy him flats on the weekend?
Max Plath. No,
oh, I thought you bought.
No, I think Macca was pretty keen on Max Plath.
He played pretty
week.
Well. Big old Maxi.
He's obviously against the Titans. He didn't get obviously got sent to the sin bin, so he missed 10 minutes. But he would have probably played around 55 minutes, and then last week he played a whopping 71 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think he's definitely week to week, I'd say, until maybe they get a few more troops back. I definitely think he's going to have like a 50-minute minimum role every week. So, and if he goes at that sort of PPM, he did score 2 tries last week, but he also had 116 run meters and 33 tackles. So that's definitely one to monitor as well as Fuller. And the last person called before we go to the next team, someone who's been really flying under the radar that's caught my eye is Isaiah Katoa from the Finns. He's 544K, got 52 points last week, a break-even of 22. I know some people, you know, we're in this predicament now with Ponga out. A lot of teams have Ponga. Whether you want to go to a half, you can upgrade, or you can maybe downgrade, free up some money, and then obviously upgrade to like a Hines or someone in the halves. Or a fullback like Walsh or something. But Katoa at 544K, like since he's the last 3 rounds, 53, 48, and 52 points.
Yeah, he's been cooking.
So he's been going really well. And the Dolphins have got a good few matchups coming in the couple of weeks. So
we've had a very healthy draw. So we'll take that and move.
Cowboys
sure.
next week, who haven't shown any sort of defense.
All very winnable games.
Manly, then the Tigers. Look, I'm definitely looking at those Dolphins players that we've listed very closely.
For the Knights, obviously, mass changes for them. Ponga is out for an extended period of time, which means David Armstrong
weeks.
Gets the first gig at fullback. Have you got some stats about him from New South Wales Cup this year? Or
no, I haven't really looked into that much, but all I know is that he's what I saw in the preseason challenge with Armstrong. I was very impressed. He only got a limited opportunity, and it wasn't what was on the wing. But, boy, he definitely passed Dawes' eye test.
He's passed the eye test. That's always good news.
And, look, I think moving forward, I think that Jenkins really hasn't done anything to secure a wing spot or Tuala. So I'm pretty sure I can't remember the gentleman's name. I'll have to have a look in a second. But there is another gentleman there for the Newcastle Knights that they are looking at potentially coming in. That obviously if he was fit, he would have, I think it was Fletcher Sharp, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So I think if Fletcher Sharp was 100% fit, he would have been starting this week. It is Sharp, yeah. So if he was fit this week, he'd be starting. But obviously, it's a bit of a risk. You could definitely wait and see with Armstrong this week. and just see how he goes.
Yeah.
And then maybe get him in next week or something.
Another one that's a bit of a wait and see for the Raiders is KO Weeks, who's replacing Jamal Fogarty. He was in like 40% of teams in preseason. So.
Yeah, no, it was everyone in the preseason before. Everyone was like, oh, Weeks, because we didn't know if Weeks or Strange was going to get the jersey. So.
He's still in 15% of teams. So otherwise, people have just not changed the team or they've got him in early. But he's definitely a wait and see this week for me.
Yeah.
And then this other fella here, Simi Sasagi, who somehow picked up a Dally M point on the weekend. 296K. I'm not sure he's a buy, but I'd just keep him there as a wait and see.
I think, like I mentioned with Sasagi firstly last week, with Mariota, was that the issue is that Whitehead's coming back in a couple. It could have been this week, but it looks like it's going to be next week or the week after. It's just not really that much job security for him moving forward. And look, he's got a great break even. And also another point to note that Ricky Stewart actually said last week that he was looking to the future.
Yeah.
He basically conceded defeat that it was too much for the Raiders to come back. So obviously, like Smithies, for example, he didn't play his usual minutes. So I think like Smithies is definitely a hold just because of that. And then just quickly, lastly, just with KO Weeks, he's averaging 38 on in New South Wales Cup for fantasy. So it's pretty for someone priced at that price. So
last team of the week, Dor, is the Sharkies. Not really much to talk about other than Braden Trindle. Obviously, if you've heard that news, just footy players making stupid mistakes.
Nico
Hines, he's a must-have this week. Absolute must-have. He's almost a buy of the week, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Walsh is definitely, I think, buy of the week. I'd say he's close to bottomed out with that. And this news with Trindle, this could be absolutely groundbreaking for Hines.
I'd be very surprised if Trindle doesn't get four weeks.
Yeah, well, he's gonna get weeks, but also if he tests positive to cocaine, he's definitely gonna. He could be ruled out for the rest of the season.
That
Hines is. Probably come back a little bit just due to the fact that Trindle's taken away his kick meters and some of those try assists from those last tackle kicks and whatnot. Like Hines with Atkinson there. I wish NCOB Adco all the best this weekend.
Yeah, come on,
Adco. With Hines starting now and going to be taking most of the kick meters, he's definitely a huge buy. What about Iroh, Cord?
He's been special.
Special base. He hasn't even scored, I don't think.
He continues to rack up the points in the cash, and that's all you can say about him. He's a gun, and he's keeping Talakai out of the spot. So
I think the last thing to just note for this team list and with the Sharks is obviously we wish Dale Finucane all the best with his next phase of his life. As he retired today, effective immediately.
Yes.
So that's a huge thing for McInnes. With McInnes now getting that starting lock role, he's now the only captain because Finucane was the other captain. I'm seeing McInnes as potentially, definitely, I know Mick would be hating me saying this, but he didn't have a great game last week, but definitely one to watch over the coming weeks.
For sure, Dor. Might leave it there. Yeah. Buy, hold, sell out Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday night for sure. Stay tuned.
And we'll see you there.
Catch ya.